Defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
And fellow Americans, let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff now.
And this is my report. Today, Monday, December 5th. 2016, and we are coming to you from the RWB Network Studios here in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So, do you guys know how to blow off some steam and relieve stress? Yeah, if you're a millennial on a college campus, you might do it a little differently than the rest of us who are normal. Here's how some colleges are helping their students deal with the stress of final exams. If you go to the University of Mary Washington, wherever that is, you get to sit in a pool and watch Pirates of the Caribbean. Perhaps if you're at Shoreline Community College, you can build a marshmallow spaghetti tower. The University of Colorado at Boulder, they have therapy dogs. And Northwestern is providing miniature horses to calm down the students from this stressful time of year. You know, when I was in school, we used to just study our butts off and then grab a beer afterwards. That's how we did it. All right, let's get to today's big three headlines. First, don't think that just because Barack Hussein Obama is in his final days as president, he's going to just relax and practice his five iron. He's actually very busy making sure the United Nations has an even bigger role in American politics than they already have. We'll discuss what is happening behind your back and the backs of those in Congress regarding the admission of refugees from terrorist nations. Also, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi is convinced that her party isn't looking for a new direction. In fact, she believes all they have is a failure to communicate. She's probably either taking the crazy pills or perhaps stopped taking her pills altogether. And Jill Stein appears on the Sunday morning shows to defend her stance on calling for recounts in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. But has she lost the backing of her own little quaint party? We have a statement from the Green Party website you'll want to hear. All that, plus another veteran dies due to the lack of proper care at an Oklahoma VA hospital. Representative Mike McCall outlines a few different ways how Mexico can pay for the big, beautiful wall. And, like a political virgin, Madonna speaks out to Billboard magazine about how Hillary lost because women just hate other women. Stronger together, right? We have a lot to get to today, but first, let's kick the show off the same way we always do. With a salute to our country, with the Pledge of Allegiance, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We have a lot to unpack on this Monday afternoon, guys, but first check out rhinoreport.com, rhinoreport.com. We have a new article going up after the show by Tina. I have it in my possession. We will be putting it up whether she likes it or not. We also have new Rhino Rants there. You can check those out, sign up for the newsletter, or as always, you can follow me on Twitter and Gab. It's the same handle, at Rhino, R-Y-N-O, on air, at Rhino on air. You can check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRhinoReport. You can always email me questions, concerns, comments, a good story from the weekend. I have no good weekend stories. Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. We'll be right back.
Come on,
located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'lei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha.
Kaanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Monday edition of the Rhino Report. Big shout out to everyone listening right now. Right now, Red Nation Rising Radio and streaming talkradio.com, as well as those listening to the replay tonight at 12 a.m. midnight Eastern on klrnradio.com. We had our first successful weekend on WNJC 1360 a.m. out of Philadelphia. So if you heard the show over the weekend and you're tuning in now, thanks for coming aboard. Otherwise, we'll see you again next Saturday. So, hey, lots of stuff going on. Also on Saturday, I did my interview with Cowboy Logic Radio. That was hosted, of course, by Cowboy Don Newman and former Fox News anchor Donna Fiducia. That was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. You know, I realized that I think I'm a lot better on this end of the interview than the answering the questions part. I like controlling the conversation and kind of bringing it in a direction I want it to go. When you're interviewing with somebody else, I've done it a bunch of times, they tell you where to go in the interview, and I don't necessarily care for that. But I had said last week, if you want to check out that interview, it's going to be on Sunday. I was wrong. It's Tuesday. So Tuesday at 10 p.m., that show gets, I'm sorry, that show gets posted, Cowboy Logic Radio. So you can check it out there. And it's a great show regardless. They post that show once a week, and you got to check it out. One of my favorites. One of the inspirations, actually, for this show is Cowboy Logic Radio. I hope you guys are having a great day. Hope you had a good weekend. My day started out the way I always think Mondays are going to start out. It's one of those days where nothing seems to go right. Hopefully, we can change the tide here. I woke up this morning late, a little late. Got up. My toilet's leaking. All right, that's always fun. Then I get to sit in traffic behind a 30-mile-an-hour driver in the middle lane of the parkway. I finally got a chance to pass him, and all I see is a puff of hair and a set of knuckles on the wheel, probably 150 years old. And just ahead of that was a funeral procession. I try to be respectful of that, but I had places to be, so I got to keep going. I get to the office. There's a mountain of paperwork on my desk. So I said, I'm going to calm down. I'm going to have a cup of tea. I like tea. And I have this orange spice tea that helps my throat that nobody likes. So that's why I buy it primarily. I go get the box of tea and there's nothing in it. The empty box is there. And I know I did not drink the last one. I know who did it, though. But I'm not going to name names. So that's the kind of day I'm having. I hope you're having a better day. Our good buddy, Colin Kaepernick, he did not have a good day yesterday. Things just seem to be spiraling downhill for this guy. And I can't say that I'm all that disappointed about it. See, on my totem pole, Colin Kaepernick fits somewhere in between above whale poo and below Anthony Weiner. That's about where he fits in. So he has this game yesterday against the Bears. And they lose. They got crushed. 49ers got crushed. The best part about the game is there were more sacks against Kaepernick than passing yards he threw. He was sacked 5 times, and he threw for a grand total of 4 yards. That's amazing. I mean, is that even an NFL record? It's got to be something close. It's pretty bad. That's really bad. But you know what? We don't feel bad for him. Why should you feel bad for this guy? Now, you know, he's going to be a free agent. I'm sure teams are just going to, you know, be coming after him with tons and boatloads of money. Never going to happen. Never going to happen. He pissed off his entire fan base. He pissed off, for the most part, the whole NFL fan base. Their ratings are down 30%. I mean, you can't get anybody to sponsor on NFL now. I don't feel bad for him. You know, he's going to be a free agent. He'll land somewhere, but he's a third-string quarterback at best, and he has a big mouth. And that's, you know, teams will shy away from somebody who they consider to be a clubhouse cancer. They just do it. People don't get the contracts they want because of their reputation. And this is going to happen with him. I've said it from day one. You can protest all you want on your own time. Protest. Go for it. But he didn't even vote. Didn't even vote. You're going to expect us to listen to your opinion and you're not even going to participate in the process? Go away. Go away. Also, this weekend, this was kind of sad. Out of Oakland, they had this fire at that warehouse. I guess they call it the Ghost Ship. That's the name of the warehouse. So far, 36 people have died in this fire. Terrible. I guess there were people living on the first floor, maybe, and there was a party or a rave, I guess they call it, on the second floor. A rave, for those who don't know, because you're not cool. What it is it's a bunch of millennials get together, and they have a party in the dark with black lights, and they call that a rave. And there's, like, loud music and whatever, drugs and stuff. It's like what all the rest of us used to do. They just call it something different now. But they were having a rave, and they think the fire may have gotten started in the back somewhere. Now, this place was totally out of code. I heard a report somewhere that the staircase from the first floor to the second floor were stacked pallets. That was the staircase. I have not verified that, but I did hear that a couple of different places. The owner here, Derek Ion Almina, he's got a criminal record, and then he went on Facebook. He's the owner of this warehouse, the Ghost Ship. He goes on Facebook and he writes, "Confirmed. Everything I worked so hard for is gone. Blessed that my children and Micah were at a hotel safe and sound. As it is, I have woken from a dream filled with opulence and hope to be standing now in poverty and self-worth." 36 people are dead, and you're worried about your financial standing. This guy's going to be in trouble anyway. There are tons of code violations. That's what we're hearing. And right now they've had to stop, I guess, the search for new bodies. It's, I think, more of a recovery mission now because there's a wall that's leaning in several inches, and they got to shore up that wall before it lands on some firefighters. Really a terrible situation. There was also a 10-alarm fire in Cambridge, Massachusetts over the weekend. Yeah, a lot of conspiracy theories about both of these. I'm not going to get into them. I just, nothing's verified. We don't know anything. Hopefully this is not arson. You know, I mean, maybe it's someone was smoking down. I don't know. I have no idea. All I do know is that in the ground floor of this warehouse, supposedly people were paying to park their RVs in there, and they were living in the RV in the warehouse. I always thought the purpose of having an RV was to be outside with the RV. A lot of stuff going on here. They're still investigating, and I'm sure we're going to hear more about it. And we're going to hear about more dead bodies, unfortunately. This is terrible. But for you parents out there, you got to know where your kids are going. You got to know. Because it's so easy to get in trouble, and it's so easy to have something so bad like this happen. I'm sure these are not bad kids. They're just kids blowing off some steam in a way more reminiscent of most of us used to do it. You know, they're not playing with miniature horses. They're not building marshmallow spaghetti towers. They're not playing in balloon ball pits. They're not, you know, building their own stuffed animals. So, hopefully, They can continue this, and it can be done, and there'll be some resolution to it for the families involved. Very, very sad. All right, when we come back, I do want to talk about what's going on at New York City. There was a corrections officer found dead in their vehicle on the same day that there were protesters marching around Gracie Mansion demanding the end of Rikers Island in New York City. Is there a connection? We'll talk about that, plus some more bonehead stuff that Mayor de Blasio said. And is Obama about to let in thousands of refugees that Australia wouldn't take? We'll delve into that a little bit, guys. Don't change the channel. This is the Rhino Report. All right, guys, while I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you. Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country. And they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Monday edition of the Rhino Report. You can follow me on Twitter at Rhino on Air, at Rhino on Air. Same handle for Gab. And you can check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/The Rhino Report. And you can get all the old episodes on iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, and iHeartRadio, along with Tina's Take. Tina's Take is also on Spreaker, and she has a new episode about to be uploaded there, so you want to check that out too. This is a story out of New York. There was a New York City corrections officer by the name of Alastasia Bryan, 25 years old, very young. So I'm thinking probably, you know, maybe a couple years in the New York City Department of Corrections. Very tough job. Very, very hard job. And I've always said that corrections officers, they walk the toughest beat. They do, because you're walking around people who you know are criminals. You know, when you're a police officer, you have to give everybody the benefit of the doubt that they're a good person until whatever happens, and you have to deal with that appropriately. But with a corrections officer, you know they've already had contact with law enforcement. They may not be a good person. They may be going to prison. So what the New York City investigators are calling, they're saying this was a planned execution. She was found dead in her car. They're saying there were 5 shots. This was in Brooklyn. She was at a friend's house or a family member's house, killed right in her car, sitting there. They shot her in the head, shot her in the torso. And this is only 1 week after another New York City corrections officer had his house broken into, and him and his wife were shot during the home invasion. Are they connected? Probably not. Probably not. It's a big city, lots of inmates, lots of mad people. But this is something that will go largely unrecognized by the media because it's a corrections officer and it's not a police officer. But regardless, it's still a law enforcement officer. And regardless, the target is still painted on their backs, if not worse, with a corrections officer. Because these inmates you deal with, they have contact to the outside world. They can say, I don't like Officer Brian. She's mean to me. She does whatever. She doesn't let me have my phone privileges or takes my drugs or finds my shanks. And they can cause a lot of damage from inside of these facilities because they have their cohorts on the outside. But this will go largely unrecognized by media, but it won't go unrecognized here. It's very important that we remember these people who put their lives on the line every single day. She was headed to work when this happened. She was visiting family and friends and was headed to work when she was killed. Very, very sad. It also happens the same day, as I mentioned before the break, as there were protests going around Gracie Mansion. Now, Gracie Mansion is the mayor's residence in New York City, so that's where Comrade Bill de Blasio lives. Also worth noting, he had the walls around Gracie Mansion raised like 6 more feet so that the people wouldn't disturb him. We cannot disturb the restful time, the resting time of our mayor here in New York City. He doesn't like it. He's a communist. He is. It's what he is. Comrade Bill de Blasio is a communist. There's no other way around it. He honeymooned in Cuba. You know, this is just how he is. But they're protesting, walking around Gracie Mansion, calling for the closure of Rikers Island. Rikers Island being where the majority of inmates arrested by NYPD, where they get sent during, before, or after trial. It has a large population, Rikers Island. 10, 12,000 inmates. It's a lot. It's a lot. But they want it closed. So it just begs the question, where are you going to put them? I'm listening. There's no other holding in New York City. You can say, okay, well, Rikers Island is old. It has leaky walls, whatever. So we got to put them somewhere else. They just want the inmates out. They want them free, walking around. And you have to wonder if someone like de Blasio actually hears that and says, yeah, you know what? Not a bad idea. Not a bad idea. See, these Democrats, they love the idea of convicts and really placating that sector of the population. They love it. You have Terry McAuliffe, the governor of Virginia, is trying to give voting rights to ex-cons regardless of what their charges were, what they were serving time for. He thinks it's a good idea. Well, because they know largely that's a Democrat voting bloc, or it would be anyway. So they want to close down Rikers Island. Never going to happen, but it's worth noting that there are people out there that think this way. But who knows if the mayor was even home at the time. He could have been at his favorite coffee shop in Brooklyn, or the Stone Shop. All these places he goes before he supposedly shows up to work at 3 o'clock in the afternoon for about an hour and a half, and then he goes home. He says he works at night. Yeah, me too. All right, he said a couple of bonehead things, though, last week I want to talk about. Then, is Megyn Kelly sticking around at Fox News, or is she bound for the Clinton News Network? Sounds like that might be in the works, and we'll talk about current President Obama and what he's doing with these refugees that Australia said get out to.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. It's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
This is a national healthcare alert from the Health Hotline. If you have severe knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, we have great news. Finally, there's a way to reduce your pain without surgery or taking medications. Call us today and learn how you can qualify to get a pain-relieving knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. We'll even ship your brace for free. If you have excruciating knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving, nearly invisible knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. I've used one. They're comfortable and they work. And we guarantee your happiness. So call right now and get yours. I promise. We're here to take your call. Thank you.
800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. That's 800-290-0759.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call and look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free. And your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Monday edition of The Final Report. Hope you're having a good Monday. Hope it's a short week. I don't know, last week seemed really, really long, and this week's probably going to be long. And then all of a sudden, the week before Christmas, things start moving at like a lightning speed. All of a sudden, you realize I haven't gotten anybody any presents, and I'm not sure what Santa Claus has in mind. So you have to start moving and get on your, you know, Amazon if you want to support Jeff Bezos, but hope you're having a good week regardless. So I don't want to harp on this New York City stuff too much. It's just, you know, we're the oldest, one of the oldest, I guess second oldest major city in this country, and we hit a lot of these problems, especially in the suburbs around New York City, Nassau County being one. It's the oldest suburban county in the country. We hit a lot of these problems just years before a lot of the rest of you guys do. So I'm trying to impart my wisdom and all the things that we do wrong here so that you guys don't do it. And Mayor de Blasio is a tremendous mistake. And he'll probably get his clock cleaned by Bo Deedle in the primary next year. But that's not even a guarantee either. He was saying over the last week that he thinks we should totally get rid of the Electoral College. And that's the battle cry we've been hearing for a couple of weeks now. Hillary Clinton got the popular vote, and Donald Trump just... Listen, Donald Trump played the game. He knew where he had to go. And see, here's the thing. I think the big problem a lot of Democrats have is their pollsters suck. They're terrible. Mainstream media was, why is Donald Trump in Michigan the day before the election? Why is he in Wisconsin? What's he doing? He's wasting his time. This is why he's going to lose. No, that's why he won. He had good pollsters. They saw something there nobody else saw. I'll say, maybe I had an idea in Michigan. Maybe. I never in a million years would have thought Wisconsin. I didn't even think Pennsylvania was going to happen. So now the call is to get rid of the college altogether. You have de Blasio here who says, obviously, we have a profound problem. I checked the numbers again this morning, and Hillary Clinton is up by 2.3 million votes. This is absolutely unprecedented, and I think it creates a huge question for our democracy. Well, reality check, Mr. de Blasio, we do not have a democracy. We have a constitutional republic. That's the way it's set up. We are not a true democracy. How many times do you have to beat liberals over the head with this fact? Apparently a lot, because they just choose not to read the Constitution. They'd rather step on it, burn it. Those are things they'd rather do to it, use as a placemat. They don't want to read it. Donald Trump did what he needed to do to win. Had he needed to get the popular vote, he would have went to LA. He would have went to New York City. He would have spent time in Dallas and Chicago. You don't think he could have gotten a ton more votes in Chicago? 4,000 dead in 5 years, whatever it is, on the south side of Chicago? You don't think he could get more votes there? Of course he could. Of course he could. He played the game it needed to get played to win. So, guess what? They're going to have to get over this. You have a Barbara Boxer. She has legislation to get rid of the Electoral College. It's never going to happen. You need like two-thirds of the governors or the state legislatures to approve that. Plus, it's got to pass both houses. Never going to happen. But this is how they respond. And this is going to be de Blasio's 2020 campaign platform. I'm going to say it right now. Here we are. We're not even into a Donald Trump presidency yet. And I know what de Blasio, because he's running. I'm telling you, he's running for president. It's going to be him, Andrew Cuomo. You're going to see them both run for president. And it's going to be all about the Electoral College. And someone will say to him, well, Mr. de Blasio, how do you think you're going to get this passed? And what's the answer going to be? It's going to be the pen and the phone. That's what the answer is going to be. Because there's no way on God's green earth you will never have all of those state houses along with both houses in Congress approve the elimination of the Electoral College. It will never happen. You will sooner see a reform to it. Maybe down to congressional districts, something like that. You're never going to see a popular vote in this country. Our Constitution strongly, strongly guards against it. Otherwise, your country is run by California and New York. And I live in one of those states, and I don't want that to happen. So just another bonehead statement by Comrade de Blasio. Speaking of boneheads, by show of hands, who wants Megyn Kelly to continue with Fox News beyond the end of her contract date of July 2017. I'm going to look out here. Yeah, I don't see too many hands. Well, it looks like she may go to CNN. Apparently, Jeff Zucker at CNN, who was rumored to take over Fox News, just by the by, but apparently at CNN, he's trying to move heaven and earth to get her over there and perhaps even be opposite Bill O'Reilly, who's on Fox News, of course, which would be, that would be the end of Megyn Kelly's career. Absolute end, and she has to know that. Her head can't be so big that she thinks that's a good idea. Bill O'Reilly will crush her in an 8 o'clock hour. Maybe 9 o'clock if they slip Hannity at Fox News down to 9 and she goes to 9 at CNN. Maybe it's a little bit better. I wouldn't expect to see Megyn Kelly back at Fox. Apparently, there are lots of rumors about how her co-hosts, or I guess, you know, fellow hosts, rather, are not real enchanted with her. She had that book, Settle for More, which I think sold a few more copies than Hard Decisions by Hillary Clinton, where she accuses Roger Ailes, who was, by all accounts, a very popular guy over at Fox News. I don't know much about him. All I know is if he wants to look at my butt all day, you can pay me $10 million. I don't care. Look at it all you want. Well, won't bother me in the least. But yeah, she's I think she's going to be out. The Murdoch boys are the ones that are running Fox News. Now you have Lachlan and James Murdoch. And these are two of the Murdoch sons who want to be part of the social scene in New York City. They want to get invited to the good parties. And the only way they can do that is by turning Fox News into a more center or center-left news outlet, what we here call fake news. But Megyn Kelly says in a Twitter post, she goes, "Many reporters are writing articles about me and my future at Fox. Don't believe a thing you hear unless it comes from me, period." All right. The queen has spoken. All right. When we get back, I promise we'll get to this refugee stuff. I've gotten a few messages about it, and we'll talk about it. You might not like my opinion on it, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. So there's that. We'll talk about the recount effort and what Jill Stein's continuing to try to do. We'll talk about Nancy Pelosi and some more liberal spin. Guys, hang in there. You're listening to The Rhino Report, defending liberty 1 hour at a time on the RWB Network. All right, guys, while I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you. Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country. And they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Rhino Report. Hope you're having a good day wherever you are. So, let's talk about what's going on with refugees, because this is a hot topic. We spoke about it last week. We'll speak about it again now. Apparently, Australia has decided they're not going to take a bunch of refugees that are coming from places like Iran, Pakistan, Sri Lanka, Afghanistan, Iraq, Somalia, and Sudan. That's because Australia's smart, and they don't want them. What they do is they interdict these boats out at sea, and they tell them, go to Papua New Guinea or somewhere else. And what they do is they process them there. They don't let them into the country. They have a long-standing policy of not letting people into the country that are from terrorist areas. Well, that's just not the policy in this country anymore. Well, at least not, starting on January 20th, that may come to an end. So the UN has been working with the State Department, and what they're trying to do is get these refugees here, unvetted. Here you go. Welcome to America. Help yourself to our free education system, our free health care, free housing. Help yourself. We'll even fund you with some welfare, put you on Social Security if you're 62 years old. And this is what Obama wants to do. And because Obama wants to do it, it's going to get done. So you have the likes of John Kerry and Jay Johnson saying, no big deal, we'll take them in. Hey, we took in 10,000 already back in August, well, totaling 10,000. Hillary wanted to let in 65,000. And that was just a starter. And that may have been one of the real reasons why she lost. So you have Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley and Virginia Congressman Bob Goodlatte. They wrote a letter to Jay Johnson and John Kerry saying, all right, what you're doing here is behind our back. In fact, they say in a letter, your department's negotiated an international agreement regarding refugees without consulting or notifying Congress. Such information was not disclosed to Congress during the annual refugee consultation that occurred on September 13th of 2016, even though your staff confirmed that the agreement had at the time been negotiated for months. It begs the question why Australia and other countries refuse to admit these individuals, what other countries are doing to help alleviate the situation, and what kind of precedent this sets for future refugees. Okay, it goes on. Anyway, so what they're doing is they're once again subverting Congress. Now, this has been the overall theme of the last 8 years. There's been, I don't care who the people elect to represent them in their district or their Congress or their state, doesn't matter. What the White House is going to do is they're going to do whatever they want. They have the pen, and they got the phone, and that's it. Which, again, it leads me to believe that the people in the House, the Democrats, who re-elected Pelosi to lead them, are just brain dead. Absolutely brain dead. But I can say what happened there, just as an aside, is she raises a lot of money for people. So she went to these people, these representatives, and said, listen, if you don't vote for me, I'm just not going to raise money for you anymore. And that's what, oh, okay, we need money. We got to get re-elected. We can't get real jobs. We got to keep coming back here. We need our 12 weeks vacation a year. So that's how that happened. Now, what Chuck Grassley and Bob Goodlatte are doing are trying to make this, they're trying to bring it out to the public because they had been offered a classified briefing on this. But this is not a classified matter. If it's so classified, what's wrong with these refugees that it can't be disclosed to the public? See, Donald Trump has it right, is we have to make safe zones somewhere else. Make Saudi Arabia do it. You know, you have to have places where these refugees can go, and they're safe. We have to make sure they're safe, because that is our job in the world, is to make sure people are safe. I do get that. I'm not that much of an isolationist. But I don't believe they should be coming here and using up our resources when we don't have enough resources to take care of our own people. We have 95 million people out of work. One in five families does not have a working member in the family. We cannot support an onslaught of other people. We already have a porous southern border. So the outcry is why is Donald Trump not saying anything? Why is he not doing anything? Well, the answer to that is, number one, he cannot do anything. He is nothing yet. He's the president-elect. And as much as I wake up every single morning with a smile on my face, knowing that he is the president-elect, he is not the president yet. He can't do anything about it. So whether this happens before or after January 20th, then we can make our assumptions. We can blame people. We can't do it beforehand because Obama's going to try to get them in before. We know that. We know that already. And he's going to do it. He's going to leave office, go to his, whatever it is, $20,000 a month home in Washington, D.C., in the Georgetown area, and continue on his way. And Donald Trump will get left with the mess. It's not all that uncommon to have an outgoing president leave the next president with a mess. There's a peaceful transition of power, but they want you to deal the mess. They always want that. It makes them look a little bit better. Hindsight. So should Donald Trump call it out now? Should he say, we cannot take these people? Here is another example of an administration running ruckshaw over the Constitution, over the people. I don't know that it's his place to say that right now. I think once you have a DHS person in place, even a nominee, that's the person that has to bring that up. See, if you have a president involved in every little matter, the media is going to get all over that. He's a micromanager. He's not seeing the big picture. What he did with Carrier and what he did with Ford, that was just a business deal. That was a phone call he made. That wasn't a major policy thing. He just said, we're going to loosen restrictions. And they said, okay, we'll stay. That's all that was. You can't equate the two. They're very, very different. All right, we'll keep talking about this when we come back. Plus, I want to talk about this interview with Madonna. She was named like the Billboard Woman of the Year or something like that, I think for 2016. Although she hasn't been relevant in 20 years.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California. With the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from room to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop in to Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
Announcing a new handmade glass collection from Crystal Light Bohemia in the Czech Republic, established in 1794. The tradition of the factory remains, making handmade Bohemian glass with a family heritage and dedication for the finest craftsmanship, creating Czech glassware, the finest glassware in the world. Now, Crystal Light Bohemia brings this new and traditional glassware to the United States, featuring our world-renowned crystal products at reasonable prices. Crystal Light Bohemia also announces our new technology, titanium crystal glass, an abrasion and chip-resistant, shatter-resistant, crystal-clear, brilliant shine, and fire-polished crystal glassware like no other. Smooth to the touch, this lead-free crystal glassware is dishwasher-safe, stronger, and durable, yet so delicate to the eye, and it's in demand worldwide. Find out more and order your glassware today at crystallite.org, crystallite.org.
All right, guys, welcome back to this last segment of today's Rhino Report. I thought it was the second to last segment. I don't have a lot of time here. I thought we had more time to go into a lot of this stuff. We're going to miss so many topics today, but we'll get to them tomorrow. Plus, tomorrow we have Dale Bellis of Liberty HealthShare. He's going to be on, so we're in the middle of open enrollment now. If you've looked at your premiums lately on the exchange, and they're about 400% higher than they were 2 years ago, you're going to want to hear tomorrow's show because we have a solution for you. Just pay a lot less money and get some good, good healthcare. You know, before we talk about Madonna, let's talk about maggots because they're kind of the same thing. There was a veteran by the name of Owen Reese Peterson, 73 years old. He was being treated at a VA in Oklahoma. Tallahena is the name of the VA center. And he had maggots in an open wound. And his son, for 21 days, tried to plead with the medical staff for someone to just change the bandage or somehow fix this because there's an open sore and it's getting, you know, festered with stuff. And, well, they didn't do anything. They didn't do anything. And, unfortunately, Mr. Peterson passed away. And, of course, the hospital, the VA, saying it's because of a septic infection. But maggots are never good. You know, it can't be like, well, yeah, he had a septic infection, and the maggots didn't play a role. But you should never have maggots on a wound. This is unacceptable. and the VA is so handcuffed. And the reason they're handcuffed is because nobody over there can get fired. You had three people step down. You had four people. You had three nurses and a physician's assistant resigned after this. And this is not, this doesn't even bring in the fact that that dentist that infected people with HIV and AIDS, you know, last week in Wisconsin, who now has a desk job, by the way. But the issue is you cannot get rid of them. It's these government unions that prevent that. Your CSEAs, your AFSCME's, they prevent it. People in non-competitive positions who didn't take a test, didn't pass a requirement, who were just appointed, get union protection. Not only that, they get union raises. And you get to pay for their health care and their pensions. That needs to change. I am never in favor of government unions. Never. And I've been a government union worker. And I'm still not in favor of it. I speak from experience when it comes to this. But that has to change. Either get the unions out of the VAs, because it's unacceptable that a veteran who decided they were going to give their life for this country, if necessary, dies because they have maggots in a wound in their skin. Totally unacceptable. This is another reason why people said, listen, I have to vote for Donald Trump because it's same old otherwise. Absolutely unacceptable. And that makes my blood boil. When something like that is something so simple, we need to care for our veterans before we care for everybody else. The ones who aren't citizens, the ones who aren't here legally, the ones who are refugees. Our veterans need the care first and foremost. They should be able to go out and use any single doctor or hospital they want, because the VA is obviously not working, totally broken. Needs to be broken down, the VA. This is a terrible story. And it's going to get 10 seconds of airplay on mainstream media. That's it. That's it. Because we're so used to it, we accept it as being the norm. Well, on January 20th, the norm is going to be a lot different. And a lot of people are going to have a hard time with it. The VA needs to be gutted. Absolutely gutted. All right. We'll get into this Madonna thing tomorrow. Like I said, speaking of maggots. All right, guys. As always, a big thank you to all those who serve our country at home and abroad. And a huge thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all the hard work. Please, please, please be safe. Keep up the hard work. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. Have a great, great rest of your Monday. And we're going to see you same bat time, same bat channel here tomorrow. Until then, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.